Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and an artist, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice who will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. You've said today was heavy traffic, huh?
Oh, my God, it was terrible. Well, normally, it's been like that all week, so... You know, usually, and like these hours are going to sound insane to some people, but usually I leave the house around, you know, I mean, rather in the last year that I've been doing this job, I was leaving the house probably between like, you know, like around 5:15. And then I usually get into work in about an hour and 10 minutes. And recently on Monday, I left at 5:15 and I got there 20 minutes late. And then on Tuesday, I left at 5 o'clock and I got there 10 minutes late. So the magic number seems to be if I leave at 10 minutes to 5, I can now get there by 20 after 6.
Wow.
And that's the morning traffic. And then the evening traffic, it's lovely, lovely. Today I got out of work at 4:10, and I arrived at home at 6:49.
Oh, my goodness. Such a long day. Well, some people have to start taking public transportation again because because commuting has gotten ridiculous. And also, you know, some of the whole thing with COVID was to bring technology up to snuff so that more people could work from the home. And
well,
it seems
I think
like,
part of the issue too, part of the issue, Cindy, too, is that like not for anything. I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, the lovely government, when they shut down New York City, which is like the hub of I don't even know how many friggin' things, you know, a lot of things fell wayside. The subways are now, you know, at least 3/4 of the way back to the pre-Giuliani era, okay? It's no, like, people don't feel safe taking public transportation. They don't feel safe taking subways after they do get to the city, even if they did take, you know, the LIRR. So, unfortunately, we're in a position where people are not feeling safe because everything is just not what it used to be. And, you know, and then this is what we're stuck with is everybody in their cars and you know, a bunch of clogs and congestion.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So let's hope it gets safer in the city.
So.
Don't have this crazy commute. Because I'm noticing with a lot of my clients, and it's not just in New York City, it's other cities, other suburbs around the country, that the commute's getting longer, 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 and they're stressing out, you know. So I also think people that stayed home for a year or worked home for 2 years now can't realize, oh, my God, that 2.5 hours a day commuting is a killer. They got so not used to it that they're having a really hard time getting back to, you know, so, it, you know, the world has sort of opened up again, but let's hope. And, you know, it, also with you, because school has started and rush hour goes from like, I don't know, it ends at like maybe 10 o'clock in the morning and then around 1:30 or it starts again in the afternoon. So there's not much.
Yeah.
And it isn't crazy. So that's something, you know, really... really, really hard. So anyway, we do have a couple of people that you know, said they want to talk tonight. We'll try to get to Eric. We'll do Eric first because I
Kim, and you could start queuing up people. And I know Jimmy wanted to say something. So if people call in regularly, we have to keep their calls a little short because otherwise we start to hear from the other end.
Otherwise, they're going to get yelled at, and nobody wants to
get yelled at.
The lovely little dweebs at Blog Talk who don't want to fix the issues but want to yell if we spend too much time on the same people. Whatever.
Right. So we don't want to get lectured. Okay.
Exactly.
So I'll
all right.
pick
so
up
we're gonna
Hans,
go
and
Hans,
then you
Eric
queue up.
Yep. Absolutely. So for those of you who don't normally listen, okay, here is the part of the show where Cindy's going to take the first caller and I'm going to jump into the lovely chat room. When I do that, I will always identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. That way you know that I'm addressing you. Please answer me when I do that. Otherwise, you will not get on the air tonight and you may even get booted because last week that was happening a lot. No rhyme or reason, so just make sure that you answer me when you hear those last four digits, and then I will put you in the queue so that you, too, may talk to Cindy. So right now we're going to go out to Eric, who is our brand of crazy. No need to screen him. And here we go. Hello, Eric. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, Eric. So how are you doing? How long have you been? So for our listeners who maybe don't know who Eric is, you had a soulmate and, you know, the love of your life. And then, you know, you sort of asked her a little time out and then she took it, like, the wrong way. And, well, how long has it been since she has iced you out of her life?
It's been, what is it? It was, it started on July 7th. So now it's already September. So it's been 2 months. 2 months of no contact. But, you know, you've been there to help me, and I've been there to find things out that are, I just don't even know how my mind gets to these type of things, and it's like, you know, it's very relieving to me.
Right, and also, you know, usually when people run away scared, it takes about 3 months for like them to wake up and kind of smell, you know, realize, oh my God, maybe I did something wrong. Staying pretty strong, and of course, you know, I've been trying to get you to, you know, stay strong about it, and as tempting as you may be to contact her, you've been strong not to do it. I mean, she did tell you not to, so I'm glad you're listening, but when you get that antsiness to contact her, what have you been doing to keep yourself, like, you know, to not go stalk her? What do you do?
To be honest, I really don't know. When I get those feelings of wanting to reach out or contact her family or her mom just to ask how she is, the first thing I do, I always go to you. I always ask you because you always give me the best advice. And then usually, you know, well, you know, I understand you have things to do. So while I wait for your response, I read your book. Or I get my mind onto something else, and if that doesn't work, I just stay in my room and I just sit there quietly, honestly.
Good, because you know the thing about that's very, very hard to teach people, and we say it a lot on this show, is patience. And
yeah,
you know, it's one of the things nobody wants to let time do its thing, and that's what we have to do sometimes. And if we don't do that, then we can, you know, say she was just ready to contact you next week and you contact her today, then she might get pissed off or she wasn't ready yet. And then it could set everything back further. You know what I mean? So just learning to be patient, wait as things play out is such an important thing for us to learn in life. And, you know, if anything, you're also learning who you are. I don't think you realize you were as spiritual as you are before this happened, right? I think it's opened up your spirituality.
Yeah, not at all. I didn't know. I wasn't really the type to believe. But now, you know, I mean, you know, I'm still asking, you know, I'm always asking you questions like, oh, you know, I'm always doubtful, but sometimes I just have to snap that out of my mind. And, you know, like you said, be patient, because I think patience right now is my biggest enemy rather than just be, you know, just waiting. The patience is hard.
Well, it's interesting. Let me talk to you about waiting. You know, during World War II, when the Nazis wanted to get information out of people, they didn't really necessarily torture them. They left them in a room for a week or two or three or four. And it could be a nice room, but with no windows, no contact whatsoever with the outside world, no books to read, no distractions. And the people went insane. They just could not, they couldn't stand it. Because people just waiting seems to, just it just drives them crazy. So, you know, we have to learn in life what seems like a long time is actually a very, is not, you know, 3 months or 2 months may seem like a very long time, but it really isn't in the great scheme of things. And in my own life, I see the times I've tried to force things, rush them, not let time do what it needed to do, were some of the biggest mistakes I've made. Okay, so I'm not saying everyone can be patient, but sometimes that's just what we're asked to do. And so, you know, around the 3 month mark at this point, if she doesn't contact you, normally spirit would say it's okay to try to reach out to her. I'm just afraid how she may respond, because she got pretty kind of vocal, about it. Didn't she kind of get pretty strong about don't contact me?
Yeah, I think the last time I contacted her before we actually, she gave me the closure and actually wanted to speak to me, she said her words. She said a lot of things. I mean, yeah, I heard at that time, but I was just, I had to just act like it was nothing to me. But, I'm just taking your word, just waiting. But, what I really don't understand, like how I told you, how does, she's the one that blocked me on everything. How come, she's watching everything I'm doing on a third-party website, and it just doesn't make sense to me,
She's doing that because she wants to make sure you haven't found anyone else yet. that's making her nervous.
That part too, if she wants to make sure that I haven't found anyone, come to me, I've always told her that. If there's something, come to me. There's no need for me to be, it doesn't bother me anymore that much that I'm in no contact with her. It's going to hurt me more that I'm going to find someone else and she's going to come back at the wrong time.
Right. And that's exactly something for you to put out to that universe. If we keep sending out, we're needy, 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 kind of energy, then, these people tend to just keeping us at bay, kind of putting out the energy that that you will be granted another soulmate. If she doesn't come around, is an important thing to do, to let her soul know, I'm patient, but only so much.
Yeah, exactly.
The point when she will push it too far, and it won't be in her benefit. So, you're doing very well. I'm really proud of you. You're learning, you're growing. And remember, part of why you wanted a little bit of space from her was because you felt like you needed to find out who you were, what you're going to do career-wise, what you're going to be doing in every way. So use this time to do what you had wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm doing. I'm doing everything. Everything I wanted to do, everything she wanted me to do, I'm doing it. I'm making myself proud. I've been the happiest ever. Next week is my interview for my career, hopefully, that I'm wishing to get. And, the main thing that I'm scared of, like I told you, is that, I don't want another soulmate with someone else. I want her to be the one that sees all this, that experiences all my successes and everything,
Right. And again, if there's a point where the universe registers she's not coming around for a long time or is not going to be the right for your higher good, then you will be brought another soulmate. Okay. The universe doesn't just bring them. They think about it really carefully before they do this. So you keep you know, praying for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to healing, and you want to be the same. If it's her, so be it. And if it's not meant to be, you will know that too. And, you know, right now, you know, it looks to me like she's, you know, been thinking about you a lot. I just got the cards where she's thinking about you a lot, you know, and you just can't rush this, okay? And just
yeah.
be patient, as hard as that is. And
oh,
no
yeah.
one likes to be patient. You want to ask anybody if they want to be patient, they're all like, no, hell no.
Yeah, trust me, patience.
You know,
patience is my biggest battle, you know. Before this, I was 10, 15 pounds heavier. I'm so impatient with everything, you know. I'm always trying to find a way to hurry something up, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's what we all do. I mean, I was actually born a month premature. That's how impatient I am. You know what I mean? Patience was never my strong suit, okay? Never.
Yeah.
And I've learned it a lot more now than ever before. You know what I mean? Just wait, be patient, see what happens. And, you know, and trust. Trust in divine timing. Trust in
yeah.
that. You know, if she were to have come back right a month ago, maybe you wouldn't have learned and done some of the things you still needed to do.
Yeah,
and,
I probably would have quit. Would have stopped already.
Right. So that's the whole point. You're learning. And when we have a soulmate relationship that isn't working out, the best thing we could do is not self-destruct. The best thing we could do is learn the lessons. Love has lessons in being brought to us, and love has lessons in it being taken away from us. And let's learn those lessons and become a better person, because that honors the soulmate relationship. That
yeah.
you want to be a better person. That shows that it was a soulmate relationship. That you want to be a better person. And you
yeah.
know, I you know, and again, it isn't easy. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. What you're going through, it's
mm-hmm.
very hard, and yet it's going to help you grow as a person. And
yeah.
You always can message me, especially when you get in those, you know, feelings. But it is weird, because of what you brought up, that people can look at what we're doing on social media, and then they don't have to contact us because they know we're not in a relationship, or they see what we're doing. So maybe if I were you, I'd lay a little low on social media for a while. So
yeah.
if she wants to know something about you, she can't just look on social media. She's going to have to call you or speak to you.
Okay. I was thinking about that. I was thinking, you know, let me stop for a while, because, you know, that could, now that you said that, you know, it could
makes all the difference.
The urge.
She knows what you're doing.
Yeah,
okay,
she does
so
know.
Lay a little low from social media.
Okay.
That's like probably the best thing you could do for the next couple of weeks.
Okay,
don't let her know. She wants to know what you're doing. She has to contact you.
All right.
So,
I'll sleep on that.
And see how that goes. Because, again, people, you'd be surprised how much people can know about people from social media.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and then they don't have to contact us, although they might have had we not posted something.
Yeah.
So remember, keep that in mind.
Okay, all right.
Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to try to get Jimmy for a few minutes today, too, and then we'll get to some of our other callers.
All right, Cindy, thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Cindy.
Okay, Nicole, do you want to put Jimmy on? Are you out of the chat room?
Yes, I'm out of the chat room. Here we go.
Does Jimmy say anything about what he – oh, you didn't even go ask Jimmy what he might want.
Hello.
No, I went straight over to Teresa. So, hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
So what's happening? Jimmy has moved. He's back on Long Island now. So I'm sure that's a lot, and he's got a new job. So I'm sure some of these questions pertain to some of this.
Yes. I do have to say something in regards to with Eric.
Oh, good. Thank you. We want a male perspective. And thank you. I put you on because Eric thinks he's the only man that ever calls in. I go, nope, it's not true. We have other men.
Give
a male perspective here.
Here's the problem with nowadays, okay? I'm a really old soul, and I'm like, fuck bullshit, because people should not be going on social media and be like, oh, what is he doing? Oh, he's doing this. Oh, it's okay. I won't contact him. That's a messed up person. That person
right.
is
That's
messed
what
up.
People do, though. That's what they
not
do.
Okay. This shit is not okay. Like,
no,
what's the freak? Okay,
I mean,
if you didn't have a computer, if you didn't have any of that stuff, like, what are they going to do? The only thing they can do
is
call you on the phone or go to your house. That's the way, that's the way love's supposed to work. Not, oh, is he doing something? go on Facebook. Oh, is he doing that? Oh, he hasn't posted in a week. I don't know. Like, what? What is wrong with these people's brains? Like, come on.
Right, and again, that's why people, and I can't explain that to people enough. If you're posting everything you're doing online, your person who's a commitment phobic sees that you're not in a relationship and say, oh, good, I could keep running, okay?
But here's the
and
thing.
And then the second they're going to see you with
don't...
someone, they're going to come sabotage it at that moment. They may not be ready to be back with you anyway, but they're going to come back, sabotage it, and then run again.
But on top of that, what if you don't have all your actual information on Facebook? What if it says you're single and you're actually not? You're married and you have 10 kids. It's like, what the frick? You know, don't believe everything you see online. It's like,
that's
90%
for sure.
Of it's fake. 90% of it's fake.
Right, that's for sure. That's for sure. So I'm glad you pointed that out. Because,
that
it's
wasn't
not...
just for Eric. That's just general. It's like, come on.
So anyway, how's your new job?
Job's great.
I think they like you, by the way. You know,
oh,
I got nice cards on
thing.
It. They like you.
That's a good thing. That's
right,
a good
they
thing.
Like you.
I was getting a little concerned because I'm very chatty. I'm being a little bit more chatty than I usually am, which
I think
I don't know
good.
If maybe
chatty is good,
good?
Because
okay.
you're not coming across snobby. Okay.
Okay.
And you know, chit chat is good. Chit chat. It opens up a door for people to get to know who you are a little bit. So I think it's good. I mean, I know a lot of times you don't like the small talk and stuff like that, but the latest studies on small talk is it just does open the door to get people to talk to you. If you don't small talk at first, how are they going to have big talk? You know what I mean? So
yeah, see,
I was getting
a little concerned because I was like, I felt like I was talking a little bit too much, but it's, you know, it's an IT job, so, like, either half the time you're sitting there waiting for computers to do things or there's downtime. Or you're rushing all over the place trying to get stuff done. So it's like, you know, I felt like I was just a little bit too much, but if that's all good cards, that's great. So.
Good. And, again, just also be an empath. You can tell when people have had enough talk, okay?
Yes.
And if you start to feel like, oh, if that person doesn't want to talk anymore – like, follow their lead. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, people signal when they've had enough talk. So if you, that's important, too. You know, you don't keep talking when you know the person maybe just wants to sit there and do nothing for a few minutes.
So outside of work, since I came back to New York, I've had, oh, man, I don't even know how many weird issues happened that it's just like, what the F is this? Like, what is going on here? The mattress that was ordered got rescheduled. They said they didn't have it in stock, and you can't even place the order if they don't have it in stock in the first place. So it got delayed by a week.
Oh, boy. So that's all the shipment delays, you know, that's everywhere.
No, but it gets worse, though, because the couch, which was being delivered the following week, which was last Saturday, okay, no, I'm sorry, not last Saturday, I think it was Wednesday, because I was still here, and I wasn't working yet, but they came with the couch, okay, they went to bring it in, okay, they wouldn't take the box off the truck, they came to the door, oh, we don't think it's going to fit. right? So then they bring the box to the door, and then they're like, yeah, it's not going to fit. Like, you have to take it out of the box and bring it in and assemble it. You can't just bring it in with the box. Oh, we can't do that. So, and then they took pictures and then put it back on the truck. And I'm like, I have never, okay, had a furniture delivery company do that. All right, I'm not going to say what furniture delivery company is because it's a good company, and this was obviously a third-party delivery company that they shouldn't have been using. And I hope from it, I talked to the salesman. It went through all higher ups and everything. Hopefully, they're not using that company anymore. But
yeah, and again,
it's like,
remember, that's the way it is nowadays. Everything seems
right.
to have a level of incompetency beyond
it's
words.
It's like they didn't want to do it. And the guy at one point, the truck driver, he was like, "Oh, well, maybe you can come back. Maybe you can have it re-delivered with a more competent team." Like, what? You don't say that to a customer. Do your job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's the whole point. So it looks to me like things will settle down. That's why when people move, there's a lot of stress. So try
then,
to just understand
the
difference.
Then the air conditioner went. I'm still dealing with that. And then yesterday the internet went out, and I'm dealing with that. It's like domino effect. I don't know where the dominoes are, but I don't know what's causing it.
That's only because you've moved. And when you move, you're just dealing with a lot of people and a lot of things, and that's what happens when you move. Okay, so just take it with, like, one day at a time. This will pass.
Okay.
It'll all work out. But this is
I'm
really
just,
what happens when you move. That's why people hate moving.
Well, I get that, but the last apartment I moved to, there was no problems. It was just bing, bang, boom, you know, yeah, I brought the couch.
Yeah,
I already
had
the couch.
That's pretty rare,
like,
though.
Okay.
That's pretty rare.
Okay.
You know, so I'm just saying, I understand why people didn't like change with my last move, because everything that could go wrong seemed to go wrong. Okay, so that's just the way it is. But it looks to me, give it a couple of weeks, everything will settle in.
Okay.
So, you know, and the move is...
Yeah, I mean, that's my spirit guys were saying, you know, it's just going to just, it's going to take a couple of weeks. And I'm like, well, what the freak? It's like this stuff should just work.
Nope. And again, what was the message to Eric? Patience.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know, humans like have this thing that if everything doesn't go the way they want in a minute, they have like no patience. And you know, it's one of the things that we have to learn in life, that things will work out. Sometimes it doesn't happen in a second. But if we stress out so much for like a week waiting for it, you just wasted a week, okay? It's going
right.
to come when it comes. It's going to be fixed when it comes. I mean, I know when I moved in here, I had this vanity that weighed 700 pounds, okay? They sent two guys to carry. You think two guys can carry 700 pounds up the stairs?
No problem.
No.
You need three
and then
or
they
four.
Had to take it back and come back 4 days later with four people. You know,
so yeah.
It just seems to be that's the way it is, you know. So keep me, you know, posted, and I'm so glad that, you know, things are like you're back in New York and you got a job and you're, you know, you're trying to realize you need to make friends with the people you work with, which is good,
mm-hmm.
you know, really good.
What's going on with my soulmate?
Well, same, about the same. She's still doing the same thing. She's still in Japan. Doesn't look like she's coming out of Japan anytime soon still. You know, for whatever reason, she's there. So that's a, you know, kind of do what Eric's doing. Get your career on focus. You know, make money. Be the best person you can be. So when, you know, when this person manifests, you're able to, you know, afford the relationship.
Right, obviously, yeah.
I mean, because that's important.
But then the question is she going to be able to afford the relationship?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's really, well, it's teamwork. It's not just, you know, one-sided, you know.
Right, and I mean, I think she's working in Japan, it looks like. So she does have work. So, you know, she's not working. So that's important.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not helping any. She has to be in the U.S. Like, what the – what? I don't – all right. I'm not going to just hold you up here with that. There's other callers. Thank you.
Keep us posted, and good luck with your new job and your new move.
Thank you.
That's great. Okay. All right. So let's go to Teresa.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you, like, I can never get, like, the microphones to stop here. I think maybe if you're the host, I can't do it. I'm not sure why, but
you
can shut off Jimmy's microphone.
Yep, I got it. So, all right,
okay,
Cindy, we're going to go out to Teresa right now. And, oh, my God, I feel for her. You could hear it in her voice. She is just burnt out, Cindy.
Has she ever called in before, Teresa?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's burnt out. And, you know, she's looking for it to make a change, you know, professionally, because just people are quitting left and right. And, you know, her company's really running people into the ground. You know, there's having, you know, like what you said earlier and like everywhere else, there appears to be some major sourcing issues here that don't look like they're going to be alleviated anytime soon. And this girl's going 6 years with no vacation. So I think that Teresa needs to hear a little bit about what's going to be on the horizon as far as her job opportunities, but I think that she also should hear a little bit more about some self-care, because 6 years and no vacay is a little excessive here. So
This is what's happening now in America, by the way. The commuting is longer. The day used to be 9 to 5, an hour lunch, 2 15-minute breaks. It's now at least 8:30 to 5:30 with a half an hour lunch, and you could pee once if you have to. So the day is longer, and they're laying off people all over the place and making the people who we call the donkey people, who usually do the work of 8 people, do the work of 16. So you know you've been there, Nicole. It's not good.
Yep.
And she's not alone in this, and that's why I'm glad she called in, because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners in the same boat. So let's see what we can do for Teresa.
Absolutely. Hello, Teresa.
Thanks.
You're on the air.
Thank you, Nicole. Hi, Cindy.
Oh, my goodness. So things have just gotten from bad to worse is what I just heard, you know.
Yes.
And
people are quitting. We've had people, really key people that are really hard to replace. Just quitting.
And can you understand why they're quitting? Because they don't want to have no vacation. People, they're stressing too. They're probably figuring out, either I'm going to quit or I'm going to get out of here by death. You know, they're probably exhausted.
They had vacations. I'm the one that to keep things going, have not. I've taken a day here or there. You know, like, say if we have a holiday, I might take a Friday off. But I've not been able, since I've been there, going on 6 years, I have not been able to take like a week off.
Wow. And now, now that people are being laid off, it's going to be a little bit harder. But do you want to stay in this job? Because if you do, you're going to have
no.
to schedule a vacation.
No.
Okay, good. Because
no.
Because when I shuffled the cards, I said, boy, I don't know how you could make this place bearable, because it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. Okay,
no.
Just now, you know, when you're working that many days without a break, it's really hard to job hunt. What I would say is start taking some time off and then try to get some job hunting going. Are you looking at all for it? Have you started yet?
I've been looking. I'm on LinkedIn. I don't have it like I'm looking for a job, because, you know, she could find out. So as long as you're on LinkedIn, you still get leads according to, like, you know, your background. But I don't want to do this same type of job anymore. I'm a buyer, and I don't want to do it. It's just too stressful, and it's a thankless job.
Right.
I've been looking and I haven't finding anything.
Okay, but you have to reinvent yourself, okay? So your resume, if you have what you're doing now on LinkedIn, you're only going to get calls for that. you're probably not going to get calls for something else. So you might have to figure out what it is you want to do and gear your resume a little more to that, because mm-hmm. otherwise you're going to get contacted to be a buyer, and that isn't going to work out for you. So
right.
it's going to take some time to revamp that, but what else would you like to do? What else could your skills transfer to? Have you thought about that?
I don't know. You know,
right.
I really don't know.
And
I would
if
like
you
to
don't
do
know,
something.
Believe me, nobody's else going to come along on LinkedIn and know what you can do. That's why it's reinventing is something that it's a little tricky, but it's only you who's going to reinvent you. I mean, it's very rare that somebody's going to come contact you through LinkedIn that's not through something you're doing currently.
Right.
It's not the way LinkedIn works. It tends to go like if you're a writer, then you'll be contacted about that. So, kind of figuring out you don't want to be a buyer. Do you want to get out of the whole retail industry in general?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Right. Because
working like I am, it's not allowing me to have any time to really work on my spiritual growth, which I'd like to have more time to do that. Like yesterday, I worked 11 hours. I'm just so tired.
You
know,
you
it's ridiculous.
Right.
Go ahead.
Some of it is like learning to work smarter, not harder. Okay. You're in an industry, retail, which is notoriously slave driven. Okay. You know, it's just the way it is. And, you know, for you, I see, I want you to spend the next couple of weeks trying to think, like, what skills have I picked up in being a buyer and in retail? And what are other jobs that need those same skills? And, you know, do you want to work in an office? I mean, I don't know if you would like that either, because it's very definitely different than what you're doing. Do you know what kind of atmosphere you want to work in? Have you figured out that too?
I've been looking for something remote. I've just been looking at what kind of jobs that are out there that are remote that maybe I could do.
Right. And that means you have to be looking at them. And then when you see a job that you know you'd be able to do, you can't send them your buyer resume, because they're not going to – no person's going to be able to see how that can translate to them. You're going to have to see what skills they're looking for and put that in your resume, okay, skills that you've picked up, you know, because it's, again, you know, revamping that and, you know, probably to, you know, a couple of different job opportunities that you see. It looks like if you put your mind to it fully – probably by the time we get into the beginning of 2023, you should be able to have found another job, okay? But I would say you're going to have to learn the karmic lesson, take your money and run right now, which means just do your job to the best of your ability. I don't think I would putting any more 11-hour days in, okay? I would just say I can't do it, because if you're going to be working 11 hours a day, you're not going to be able to, you know, job hunt. So you're not wanting to stay there. So what do you? What will happen? What's the consequences if you don't stay 11 hours? What are they going to do to you?
Right.
Nothing. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, are you a single woman, by the way?
Yes, my husband passed away a couple of years ago.
That's what I thought. And they're taking advantage of the fact that you don't have a husband. I mean, at this point, a lot of times you would have to go home to see your husband, wouldn't you? Like,
right.
And maybe since he's passed, I mean, if you want to hear what his opinion is maybe you've thrown yourself a little more into the work because it's helped you at some level, you know, to keep busy. But you wouldn't really be doing this that much if your husband were still here. Don't you think he would be saying to you, what's with this 11-hour day? Wouldn't he want you home a little more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they tend to take advantage of single people or people without children or people without a mate, you know, and everybody else with their kids or whatever. Well, I can't do it. I got to go to my kids this. I got to go to my kids that, you know. So
Get this. My boss had a baby last year. She had a baby, and she came back 3 days later.
I'm surprised she didn't have it at work and you know, stay, you know. She had birth in the bathroom. Say, yeah, Teresa, watch this thing. And, you know.
Yeah.
I mean
what kind of a message does that give, right?
It's also insanity. You know, part of it is, you know, I think everyone at your job is probably who wants to keep is afraid if they don't do this donkey person thing, they're going to lose their job. But right now, I think you're in the driver's seat because if they've had a lot of people quit, they can't afford to have you go now, can they? So
one,
you know,
would think so. They hired an assistant for me, and she's somebody that's been really sneaky, and the boss has been listening to everything that she says. So I'm like letting her talk because if she were to let me go, I know that girl can't keep up with what I do.
Right.
I know
exactly.
She can't. I know
exactly.
She can't.
And
we're
I know
up
she
for
can't
our,
either.
We're up for our reviews. They started my review and then she cut it off and she hasn't even rescheduled my review.
Wow. You know, and this is something that you have to revamp your thinking right now. The wonderful part about a job is when it's over, it's like something died. It's over, okay? So I want you to start thinking this is something that's on its way out. So, you know, thank God interviews are sometimes on Zoom, but you're still going to have some time to go on a Zoom interview, right? And
yes.
Try to think that your main job right now is finding another job, okay? And since you don't plan on being there very much longer, you're not going to obsess or care what anybody really has to say. We've been talking on the radio show a lot how all toxic relationships, business, relationship-wise, whatever, are supposed to end 2020, 2021, and definitely by 2022. This is a toxic relationship we got going on there. Do you realize that? It's not healthy.
Yes.
You're not appreciated. And also, the ability to work hard and to create and to think clearly depends on the ability to relax and take it. You don't have any time for that. And like you're saying, you're dying inside spiritually. You need more time for that. And, you know, that is an important thing, too. So I don't want you getting sick. Sometimes what old souls do is they get sick, now I can't work, and I have
to
take some time. And we're not going to do that, okay? You could, you know, feign illness to go on an interview. You could fake like you're sick, okay? But I don't want you really making yourself sick, okay? And this job will make you sick. And, you know, I'm sure you have a lot of skills. First of all, you're very well spoken. You have people skills. So, you know, you have negotiation skills when you're a buyer and you have decision-making skills and people skills. You know, all of those are translated to a lot of different jobs. So, you know, look at ones that are pretty people-oriented. Did you do anything else besides be a buyer in your life? Have you done anything before that?
Oh, yeah. I've been an office manager, and I used to work for a company where I wrote schematics. I've done a lot of things, a lot of different things in my life.
I'm not 20 anymore. Right. And again, that's why you want to stress all of this that you've learned, okay? Like all your knowledge, put it in there. But change happens when we put it in our mind to make change happen. Old souls like the devil, they know. It takes them a while to move forward, okay? So at this point, you know, just you calling in to us, you just told the universe, I've had it, okay?
Yeah.
I've had it, right. And, you know, I know you've had it, you know. And so keep on focusing on the future, getting that resume you know, changed or tweaked, and, you know, focus on getting another job. But remember, if you're just waiting for LinkedIn, you probably will get an offer as a buyer, but if that's not what you want to do, then you'll probably be in the same boat again.
That makes sense. It makes complete sense, and I can change that up. What's her issue with not giving me my full review? Is it she doesn't want to give me a raise?
I was going to say it's money. Okay. You know, it's money. People are overworking people and underpaying them and underappreciating them. It's a little too much. Yeah, because if you got your full review, you would say, look at all I've done. Don't I get a raise? You know, so that's what it's about.
I'm not going to get a review?
Well, you can ask for it. Have you tried to ask again about it?
Well, she said, I'll get back to you. And so I'm waiting. I don't know if it has something to do with, so she's hired a person that's fairly new. He's a production manager, and he's been a real jerk. And there's been this division since he's been there. He's really toxic. In fact, one of our engineers just quit because he's had it with him. And this is somebody who's really hard to replace. He just said, forget it. I'm done. And he's pissing people off.
That's going to be happening. The donkey people are starting to say, I can't take it anymore. Because you keep laying off people. People keep leaving. You're not replacing people. And it's too much. It's
right.
Too much for people. Well, and when a donkey person cries uncle, they can't do it, you know things are bad. Because
right.
They're not complainers. They're just workers. Just give me more work. But right now, just, you know, yes, everybody to death. I mean, you can. She said she'll get back to you on it. If she doesn't get back to you in a week or two about the review, ask about it. You know,
right.
You know. Again,
I
they
spoke
just don't
up,
want
and,
to get
and I
on.
Think maybe because I spoke up because I told her about this toxic person. I expressed, you know, that he was causing a division, and so, and then she asked myself and my assistant today about what we really thought, and we were very honest. I was very honest. This other girl, she'll say things to me, but she won't say it to my boss. And so I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe she's wanting to hear what they have to say. And then she told me, she's like, and I really don't want anybody saying anything about him. Like he made it himself. He's a jerk, and people are talking about him because of the way he's behaved.
Right, exactly.
Brought it on himself.
Right, of course. And that's another thing. You know, when people bring these things on themselves, you know, it is what it is. But at this point, you know, the universe is kind of asking you, what do you want? You want more time? You want a life? You want to make a living? But you do want a life, don't you? And this job is not going to allow that.
No.
And you're finally starting to realize that this job does not allow for you to have a life, okay? And again, I wouldn't stress out about it anymore. You've already made the decision you want to leave. So what does that mean? Once you've made the decision you want to leave, you just start having a different attitude about it. Don't let anything bother you. Do you know what I mean? Just look at it as I'm staying here until I find something else. This is a placeholder now. It's changing your thinking, and that's part of our karmic lesson. Sometimes to learn, just take your money and run. Okay? Yes, everybody does. Yeah, sure. Okay? Like, you don't have to care anymore. You had to care if you still wanted to work here. So, you know, do your job to the best of your ability, but also start saying you need time off. Say, I have to go here. You know, you want to be able to go on an interview or do what you got to do. So take some time off.
Yeah, I have sick time that I'm going to use if I have an interview.
That's what I would say.
And I have some vacation, but I want to save that so when I quit, I can take some time off before I start my new venture.
That makes sense. That makes
I don't
lot.
Want to take it, and then I don't have any money to hold me over to start something new. I want some time in between. So that's why I don't want to take that vacation yet, you know, the time
right.
that I have.
Right. So take your sick days when you need it, you know, and then,
okay.
But it looks like you should find something. You have a very good 5-year period opening up. When is your birthday, the month and the day?
February 1st.
Right. By the time you get there, the universe would hope your whole life's already moved forward. Okay, so look at it like that's the past, I'm moving forward. Okay, and, you know, just know that, you know, Spirit has heard what you said. You had enough. You know, you just had enough. And I don't think you've really been that clear about it to yourself even until probably fairly recently that you can't take it anymore.
I can't. I'm really tired.
No. Of course you are. Of course you
are. Yeah.
Well, you know, and just, you know, call in again and let us know what's happening. And, again, you have a lot of skills. Just figure out how to market them in a different way. You know, remember, everybody typecasts people. Like, you know, you want to break out of that typecasting.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Good luck to you. Please call in again. And
thank you very much, Cindy.
Get some much
thank
needed
you.
Rest. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, how sweet you are. Okay, now we have Karen. Okay, Nicole, are you going to make sure the mic's off on the last person, and we'll get Karen? Okay, we'll see what Karen has to say. Nicole, are you there? Okay, so I can pick up Karen myself. Oh, I think it's working.
Cindy, I got you.
Okay, I think it went. Okay. Okay, Karen, so what's happening?
Oh, hello, ladies. How are you tonight?
Oh, you sound so relaxed. You sound so relaxed.
I truly am. I truly am. I want to tell you how happy I am with my job change. I figured
and remember, last year
in.
You were not happy. Remember, like, and this is something, Teresa, who's still listening. Last year you were not happy. Okay.
No, I was not happy, and I changed grades, and I got a different class, and I have different people I'm with, and I'm so happy.
Wow. Now, you were a little nervous this summer because you weren't sure how it was going to work out. And,
yes,
you know, your dad seemed pretty sure that it was going to work out well.
Yes, because I haven't gone to a younger grades or a smaller class in a while. I'm used to the older kids now and the larger classes. And I started off with this, and I was really good at it, and they all wanted me to go back to it, but I really liked the older kids. And I didn't think I'd have the patience for the younger kids anymore. So I went to a middle, so it's third grade instead of kindergarten, but they're still young. And, oh, my God, I just love them so much. Like, it's just such a nice group, and the people are nice. The parents are nice. Even the principal said to me today, she walked in and the kids were talking and they don't really speak a lot. They're very non-vocal, this class. She's like, they were all talking in groups. I'm like, I know. It took 5 days, but I got them to talk a little bit to each other. I was just like, and she's like, I had goosebumps walking in. They were so good. You know, so active like that, because usually they are a very quiet class, which is nice too. But you don't want them too quiet either.
No. That's what we were talking about with Jimmy earlier. You know, you got to talk, but not too much. Like,
right. So,
how life's a fine line with that. But you see, now that you're happy with your career, you're going to focus on your private life as well. But I'm so glad to hear that, because last year you were so stressed out at the end of the year.
Yes.
Unbelievably,
my principal even said it today. She's like, you just seem so happy. So I'm like, I didn't realize how miserable I was because I was stressed, but I didn't know I was miserable until now. I'm just so happy. So I'm like, I was so miserable that I didn't have this feeling at all.
Well, and that's why sometimes people have to know when it's time to make a change, do a change. Remember, we always like the devil we know, so we stay with the same thing too long, okay?
Yeah.
Until we just can't stand it anymore. And that's why last year, didn't I give you the same advice I gave Teresa? Take your money and run right now. This is get through the year.
That was 2 months ago.
Remember, I told you, just get through it, okay?
Yeah.
And don't stress out about it, you know? And I'm so glad, because now you can do what you're paid to do, and that's teach and not stress out.
Yes.
Okay. It's no fun stressing out. And, you know, I'm so happy for you. And like you said, we also like to hear people when they've called in and things weren't going right with their jobs, and now they're calling in to us now things are good.
Right.
Like, all people hear is the bad stuff. They never hear the good stuff here.
Yeah, and it wasn't even Cindy, the kids. It was the people I was working with.
Yep.
So, like, it's just such a stress relief knowing that I don't have to be around that.
Nope. And, again, sometimes people think, you know, the devil, they know I'm going to get nervous. I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
If it's bad, it can't be worse.
Yeah, yeah. And I've worked with someone for so long, I didn't know, I'm like, do I want to, you know, be by myself again? But, oh, it's so nice. There's a nice adult there. There's a couple of parents. They're just so lovely. Do everything, and they're just so happy.
And you're the boss, okay?
Yes.
They know that you're the boss there. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. And they had a lot of chaos last year, so they're so happy that I'm there because they're just like, wow, look at this. These kids are actually doing stuff. I'm like, we're going old school. I'm like, we're going back to basics.
Wow.
And
like,
I am really happy
to hear this, okay? And, you know, thank you for sharing it because we really, really did need to hear, you know, someone. And it's the same thing even with Jimmy. Jimmy was unhappy at his job, and then he left, and now he's got one that he's happy with. Like, I think that's the message tonight. If you're not happy with something, try something different, you know? And for you, thank God, because you have a couple of years left to teach. You want it to be easy.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes,
you don't want it to be tortured the last, you know, few years.
No. It's nice to go into work and actually go fast. The days flies, and it's nonstop. It's great.
And it's so funny because yesterday I was feeling a little overwhelmed, and I told TJ the story. I get up, and there's, like, everybody wants readings, but they don't just contact me via, like, my business phone. It's my business phone. It's my cell phone. It's texting. It's Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It's Instagram.
Oh,
it's Twitter. It's my website, okay? And I'm looking at all these different sites trying to answer them, and I go, oh, my God, I can't take it. I'm just going to, like, go out empty the garbage, okay, and come back in.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing back, you know, my garbage can, you know, the garbage, and this woman on a bicycle rides by and says, oh, Cindy, I need a reading. I go, oh, no, they're coming by bicycle now. It was my neighbor who I read before, but I was like, oh, my God, you can't even make this up. But it just feels like everybody's bombarded all the time. And it's a world where the day goes on forever. And I think you made a very important change last year. You told people they couldn't contact you after, like, 5 o'clock or something?
Yes, 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 yes. And I told you, your advice, you need to take more time for yourself as well. I know we all need you, but you do have to put yourself first.
I do tend to do that now because I have no choice. Like, if something cancels or whatever, I don't reschedule. But that's my break.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's good.
But even a day, you should take a whole day. Like, just on Monday, cross it out.
But I can't do that with the message. You know, what happens is anyone who knows emails, if you don't answer them regularly and you get a lot of them, you'll never find them. They go down, like, all of a sudden, it's like it's so far down on the email list, you can't even see it. So it's crazy.
True.
So at least I have to be there to delete things so I can keep the ones that I need to talk to. So anyways, thank you for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much.
We needed a happy story.
And Michael's
okay.
doing well, too. He switched his major, and my son's doing great as well. So it's just a relief with everything. He's definitely happy, too. So it's nice.
Okay. So we're happy to hear someone's happy. Okay? You made my day. Okay? And also, you listen to Spirit when it tells you. So I think you're listening to Spirit. When you ask for guidance, you get it, and you listen.
Yeah.
And change happens.
Yes. All right.
Well, we're
thanks
just
so
going
much,
to say
guys.
Goodbye
I'll
to you,
you
and I'm going to put TJ on for 1 minute before our show goes off the
bye,
air.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Karen.
Okay, we're going to get her. And, you know, it's funny because I think, you know, someone who calls in regularly wanted to get through tonight, but they kept calling in on this phone kept beeping in because they're calling in the message. If you want to
go on
the show, you can't do it now when I'm not doing the radio show. You can't be calling my line here and text me because I'm trying to do the radio show. So if you want to be on the show, you know, do it earlier in the day, like not once I'm on the air because it's too much to be looking at the messages and, you know, and hearing the beeping in, and I know who it is, but I can't pick it up because I'm on this line. You know, so crazy.
That's funny.
Okay, so let's see what TJ might have to say. Can you pick him up?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. TJ.
Is he there? Did we lose him?
No.
No, I think
he's there, but I can't hear him.
Oh, you know, it might be because he's on the boat. Maybe. I can't see him here. I think it got disconnected.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, we tried. Anyway.
So
the gist of the story, let's sum up tonight. Tonight is, if you're not in a happy place in your job, it's time to find another one because Nicole let go of some of her too much of a job that was too much, and she's happier. Karen's happier. Like, this is a year for change. If you're not happy, make that change happen, please.
Yep, I would agree.
Because that's important. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in. We'll all talk next week. And, oh, I didn't like when you wrote Teresa. She was burnt out. Remember that? I was like, oh, that's a Yates
thing. Oh, yes.
You know, that word burnt out is very disturbing.
No, it definitely is. And, like I feel bad whenever I hear people, you know, having just such issues, you know, I mean, and hearing, like, you know, just hearing Teresa's voice, you know, because when you're in that, when you're in that situation, sometimes, like I would spend how many years in it, you know, Cindy? I mean, it's literally, you know, it's very, very hard to take a step back to see everything that you should be seeing, you know? So, and I'm very, very happy now that I did it, but it also took me a very, very long time, and it took me confronting a lot of fears, you know, to get there, you know? And that's unfortunately what happens to a lot of us. So I think we all need to practice a little bit of faith, you know, and to trust that, you know, things are going to be okay, and we need to find what we're really passionate about, and we need to go do those things.
Exactly. And if we didn't get through to you tonight, please call in again next week. And thank you, Nicole, for everything. I couldn't do the show without you.
And thank you, Cindy, for doing such a wonderful job every week.
And we'll all speak next week. Bye.